Thursday before they're all big now. Sunday game, we talked with the coach, Mike McCarthy. How you doing, Coach?
Doing well, Jerry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, before we talk about your team, I want to talk college football a second. You and I talked about the Badgers when they dropped two in a row. I said, hey, I think they're still really good. That you agreed. We were right. I don't know if your schedule is going to allow watching Saturday Night Football, but that Big Ten championship game, that should be something to watch.
Oh, definitely. No, we'll be watching that game. That's going to be exciting and over there at Indianapolis. So, I had an opportunity, as I've talked before, to watch him play live against LSU. And I was just so impressed with the football team. Big fan of Paul Christ. And, yeah, I'm excited for their success and have a chance to win that Big Ten title.
Something I'm sure is near and dear to your heart in that game last week. Boy, they looked like they were in trouble and they didn't give up. And that's just always great to see in any football team.
Oh, absolutely. No, they just keep playing. I know it was a rough first half, but I think it really the second half is speaks volumes about the type of football team they are.
You know, when we spoke last week, you talked a lot about the character of your football team and that they were all going through a tough time. And you were frank at 4-6. You said, hey, our ass is up against the wall. And your team, though, and then you were right where you said you were, but your team didn't play with desperation. If anything, it's as confident as they looked all season, really strong in all three facets of the game.
Oh, definitely. I agree. This is a game of that you've already stated we needed. We played very well in all three phases, and it definitely has to be, the game that we pattern ourselves after. And it's just number one is the turnover ratio. We won the turnover ratio. We're plus one. We will win that turnover ratio again this week, and that's important because this will be the first time this year that we win a turnover ratio back-to-back game. So we have to have that against Houston, and I think that's the biggest key that came out of the game. But all three phases contributed. I think Ha-Ha, his interception in the second half was probably one of the biggest plays in the game, especially where the game was going in the first half with each offense only having the ball three times.
When you look now to Houston and you're back at Lambeau, let's start there. It must be nice to be back in Lambeau after 3 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. There's no place like home, and there's no home like Lambeau. I can't say that enough. So we're excited to be back here and get into a more of a normal routine.
Yeah, in fact, I read a quote from you. You said this is clearly our biggest challenge from a mental standpoint of our 16-week season. We're playing on a short week. So talk about that. How do you deal with that?
Well, you're playing, playing a totally different team. I mean, you haven't played these guys in 4 years, and obviously we have the majority of our football team that hasn't played against these guys. So that in itself is new. So you spend more time on the personnel. And then, they do a lot schematically, too. So, we're going to be challenged. And really the biggest challenge is for us to get make sure our players get their bodies back. So, we build in a lot more extra video time together, as far as with coaches and players together, a little more time in the rehab, as far as activation in the weight room and the training room. Particularly this morning, we're going to start from 8 to 10, and we're going to get the total activation of their legs, which you normally don't do on a Thursday, so, and then practice later in the day. So we're just taking steps to make sure, we're coming off of Sunday night and Monday night back-to-back games. And then, we're rolling into a noon game, too. So, that definitely factors on that end. So it's just all part of our plan.
When you're talking about rehab and all of that, obviously everyone wondering a lot about Aaron Rodgers and that hamstring injury. How's he doing?
He looks good. I mean, Aaron's always going to tell you he's fine. And, it's just part of his, to his approach to the game. So, he's told us not to take anything out, just to keep everything in there in the game plan. So we'll see how he moves around today.
Houston defensive players were quoted as saying they were hoping a more limited Aaron Rodgers mobility-wise due to that injury would keep him in the pocket. Do you factor that type of thing into game planning? And I guess what I'm asking is, will we see the triple option again this week?
Oh, it's in. Like I said, he said, make sure you keep everything in. But hopefully we'll hand it off or pitch it this time. But it was a good play by Aaron there. But yeah, I think that's all part of the conversation. Aaron's involved in the game plan aspect of it. We gave him a few calls Tuesday night just to check on some things. So I think by the time Sunday comes around, we'll be operating at full speed.
High noon at Lambeau, as always, we'll be watching. And as always, good luck, Coach.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jerry. Have a great week.
You